on the guitar, Django Reinhardt, who wasn't even an American. I mean, he was a Belgian gypsy. And he was, you know, contrary to the idea that you got to be black to play jazz because it's it comes from the black experience. He's a guy that didn't come to the States until he was in his 40s. And, or until, I guess, in the 40s. I'm not sure he was in his 40s, but he came here in the 40s. And yet he was one of the most influential figures in jazz when it comes to that particular instrument. But he understood, as a musician, what the tradition was, and he adhered to the things that Coleman Hawkins and all of the people who he learned jazz from, those expatriates in Europe that he learned how to play jazz from.